Pandits can come to the front seat. It will be good. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakata Mahyam Dadati Swapatantikam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet. Shinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanam Hridayantasto Hi Abhadrani Vidunoti Suhrutsatam Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamasloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtike. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Chapter 31, Canto 3, Chapter 31, the title of the chapter is Lord Kapila's Instruction on the Movements of the Living Entities. Text number 1. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Karmana Daiva Netrena Jantur Deha Upapattaye Striya Pravishta Udaram Pumso Retha Kanasraya. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Karmana Daiva Netrena Jantur Deho Upapattaye Striya Pravishta Udaram Pumso Retha Kanasraya. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Karmana Daiva Netrena Jantur Deho Upapattaye Striya Pravishta Udaram Pumso Retha Kanasraya. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Karmana Daiva Netrena Jantur Deho Upapattaye Striya Pravishta Udaram Pumso Retha Kanasraya. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Karmana, by the result of work, Daiva Netrena, under the supervision of the Lord, Jantuhu, the living entity, Deha, a body, Upapattaye, for obtaining Striya, of a woman, ప్రవిష్ట ఎంటర్స్ ఉదరం ద ఉమ్ పుంస ఆఫ్ అ మ్యాన్ రేత ఆఫ్ సీమన్ కణా య పార్టికల్ ఆశ్రయ డ్వెల్లింగ్ ఇన్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ బై శీల ప్రభుపాద్ శీల ప్రభుపాదికి ఘర్ ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ సెడ్ అండర్ ద సూపర్విషన్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ అండ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు ద రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ వర్క్ ద లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ ద సోల్ ఈస్ మేడ్ టు ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు ద ఉమ్ ఆఫ్ అ ఉమన్ through the particle of male semen to assume a particular type of body. Translation responsively, please. The personality of Godhead said, under the supervision of the Supreme Lord, and according to the result of his work, the living entity, the soul, is made to enter into the womb of a woman. Through the particle of male semen to assume a particular type of body. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As stated in the last chapter, after suffering different kinds of hellish conditions, a man comes again to the human form of body. The same topic is continued in this chapter. In order to give a particular type of human form to a person who has already suffered hellish life, the soul is transferred to the semen of a man who is just suitable to become his father. During sexual intercourse, the soul is transferred through the semen of the father into the mother's womb in order to produce a particular type of body. This process is applicable to all embodied living entities. But it is especially mentioned for the man who has transferred to the Andhatamishra hell. After suffering there, when he who has had many types of hellish bodies, like those of dogs and hogs, is to come again to the human form, he is given the chance to take his birth in the same type of body from which he degraded himself to hell. Everything is done by the supervision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Material nature supplies the body, but it does so under the direction of the super soul. It is said in Bhagavad Gita, a living entity is wandering in this material world on a chariot made by material nature. The Supreme Lord, as super soul, is always present with the individual soul. He directs material nature to supply a particular type of body to the individual soul according to the result of his work, and the material nature supplies it. Here one word, retaha kanashraya, is very significant because it indicates that it is not the semen of the man that creates life within the womb of a woman, rather the living entity, the soul, takes shelter in a particle of semen and is then pushed into the womb of a woman. Then the body develops. There is no possibility of creating a living entity without the presence of the soul simply by sexual intercourse. The materialistic theory that there is no soul and the child is born simply by material combination of the sperm and the ovum is not very feasible. It is unacceptable. శ్రీ భగవాన్ ఉవాచ కర్మణా దైవ నేత్రేన జంతుర్దేహో ఉపపత్తయే స్త్రియా ప్రవిష్ట ఉదరం పుంసో రేత కనాశ్రయః ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ సెడ్ అండర్ ద సూపర్విషన్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ అండ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు ద రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ వర్క్ ద లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ ద సోల్ ఇస్ మేడ్ టు ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు ద ఉమ్ ఆఫ్ అ ఉమన్ త్రూ ద పార్టికల్ ఆఫ్ మేల్ సీమన్ టు అస్యూమ్ ఎ పర్టికులర్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ బాడీ. You may be wondering whether you are sitting in the Srimad Bhagavatam class or gynecologist seminar or something, because this is the type of information we get actually. It is not such a precise information is being given. Sometimes people, Dr. Saab is here, so it's like even whatever the information given, it's only starting. What is going to be described in this section is all corroborated. And nobody has to corroborate the Vedic scripture, but what the modern gynecologists and modern doctors, they are finding out, all this information is exactly whatever following is there in the scripture. How it is possible? How it is possible? Because it's like sometimes people think now only we are making tremendous advancement. People are claiming we are making tremendous advancement. This so many millions of years ago, all these things are mentioned. All these things, not only just very summary, everything detailed. What is happened? The first man, what happened? The second man, everything very, very detailed. Everything is given.
Yes.
Trikalagya. Yeah, they know everything, past, present, future. Everything is known. So this is so that is why it reinforces our determination to study Srimad Bhagavatam, our determination to have the faith in Srimad Bhagavatam. Faith in Srimad Bhagavatam. Because this is what lacking. Because if you have complete faith in Srimad Bhagavatam, whatever Srimad Bhagavatam says is absolute, then we don't have to worry about anything. This is Shastra. Shastra is Pramana. Because sometimes for everything, you ask for proof. Where is the proof? Where is the proof? Shastra is only Pramana. You don't have to go and ask Shastra, where is Pramana for the Shastra? Shastra is the Pramana. So by just studying Shastra, reading Shastra, we can understand all these things very systematically. So here, this verse is very, very important. How we came to this material world. Everything is wonderfully mentioned here. This is like it's not like a chance. Sometimes people think we take birth by chance. There is nothing like chance. Karmana, Daiva Netrena. This karma is there and also Daiva Netrena. It's not just only karma. Okay, my karma, I have done karma. No, not only your karma. Your karma is judged by the Daiva Netrena. Daiva Netrena is also there. Karmana, Daiva Netrena. So then Jantu. Jantu means a living entity. Deha upapattaye, then it gets a body. Deha upapattaye, then it comes striya pravishta udaram pumsaha reta kanasraya. So Srila Prabhupada says here in the purport, as stated in the last chapter, after suffering different kinds of hellish condition, a man comes again to the human form of body. So the different hellish conditions are described. So many activities are happening in the Tamishra, Andatamishra, Kumbhipaha, Krimi Bhojana. There are so many detailed descriptions are there. And the living entity suffering through this, all these things. Actually, so sometimes the people may wonder, what will happen? What happens after death? Most of the people, devotees know, but most of the people are there bewildered. What will? Because that is why nobody wants to discuss about death. Right? Everybody wants to discuss about the art of living. Na? They want to have talk about art of living. But we want to talk about art of dying also.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. Yeah. Because actually we are the society not only discuss about art of living and art of dying also. How to die. How to successfully die. Ante Narayana Smriti. How to remember the Lord and die. Not just like Srila Prabhupada says, like die like cats and dogs. So this is like most of the people, they don't want to know about that. Because they just want to bury under the carpet. All these subjects, all other faltu subjects, they will discuss, keep on discussing. 60 minutes, 80 minutes, 90 minutes, they will all keep on discussing this subject only. Nobody will discuss about death. This is as much as birth is certain and death is also certain. So why not discuss that also? Why this? Here it gives you a clue how we can completely put an end. Full stop. We can put a full stop to this repetition of birth and death. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jatare sayanam. So same principle. Even Adi Shankaracharya says that punarapi jana, punarapi maranam, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani. Who is janani? Mother. Jatare sayanam. Jatara means udara. Same udara. Same principle. Jatare sayanam. So it's again keep on happening. And here in this human form of life, we can put an end. Other living entities, very difficult. Human form only, very difficult. Very difficult to put an end. And what will the other living entities will do? Very difficult. Very difficult situation. So that is why sometimes devotees are criticized. You are very pessimistic. You are very pessimistic. Always talk about this problem, that problem, Kali Yuga problem, that problem, Manda, Sumanda, Madaya. Always you talk about problem, problem, problem only. Try talk of something positive. No? I get some emails also saying that your mails are always very, very negative. Yeah, people say that. You are always negative. Don't have actually, we are not negative. Actually, to enjoy the positive, we should know about some negative also. Because otherwise, when you go in the sun, then only you know about what is shadow, some chaya, some shade is there. Otherwise, you won't appreciate. So Srimad Bhagavatam gives a right quota of everything. Yes, it gives you first what are all the problems. And if we can sitting 45 minutes discuss only the problems, what is the use? No, Bhagavatam doesn't leave like that. And it gives you a solution also. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam Sukadeva Goswami says, this you know this sloka? Kaler Dosha? You should know that. Yeah. Parambraja. You know that? Our Panditji? Tell. You tell. You know that? If you are telling slogans, you should understand that you are playing in the ground. What sound comes, that type of sound should come. Because sometimes the children, when you are the sloka class, the Bhagavatam class, they will be like this. And outside the whole Uchastai, everything will come. So you should understand, when you are sitting in the Bhagavatam class, you should have that as you are playing in the ground. So what is the translation? You know that? Translation? So many pandits are. That's why I said all the pandits to come front actually. So we can catch all of them. Okay. So, Kaler Dosha Nide Rajan Astihi Eka Mahan. Kali Yuga is a ocean of fault. Everybody knows that. Correct? Kali Yuga is a ocean of faults. And Kaler Dosha Nide Rajan Astihi Eka Mahan Guna. But there is only one good quality in the Kali Yuga. What is that good quality? You only told the sloka. I didn't tell the sloka. You only told the sloka. Astihi Eka Mahan Guna. Kirtanat Eva Krishnasya. By chanting the holy names of Lord Krishna. Kirtanat Eva Krishnasya. Mukta Sangha Param Vraje. So by just chanting the holy names of Krishna, Lord Krishna, you can completely liberate it. What is this? All this liberation business. You can completely Krishna Prem. This liberation is like a byproduct only. Billwa Mangal Thakur says, this Mukti is Muktanjali Sevaya Asmat. His Muktanjali, this Mukti Devi is waiting with a folded hand to the Bhakta. So the devotee is not interested in Mukti. He is interested in automatically Krishna Prema is awarded to him. So that is why he is interested in Mukti. So that is why Kali Yuga, so many faults are there, but the good quality. So that is why we have to concentrate on the good quality. Positive aspect. Yeah, this is the positive aspect of Kali Yuga. So much so, all these people who failed in the other yugas, they want to come here. Sometimes you fail in the IELTS in Australia. So you go to Thailand, you go to Bangkok, you go to somewhere else, you pass this. Correct? It still happens. Even though they have tightened the screw, but our people are more intelligent tightening their screw. So they have tightened the screw, IEL test and they will fail here. Okay, I will go somewhere, there I will pass and I will come here and apply. So, but here Kali Yuga, the citizen, we are very, we are thinking like we are somehow, we have evaded the Lord. We have come to this material world to enjoy. But Lord is also, he just makes another arrangement. He just gives this, even the process made easy. Learn Hindi in 30 days. Devotional service also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, nobody can escape actually. This is the beauty. The beauty is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is so much that even fellows who wanted to go away from Krishna, that fellow also, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu holds them and then brings them back. That is why Rupa Goswami says, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratise Nama. No other incarnation has done this. Because of his unlimited compassion, that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to completely vacate this pack off everything and just take everyone. But we have to cooperate also. Oh, Chaitanya is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's business. Why should I bother about this? No, it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's business means it is our business actually. If Chaitanya Prabhupada said, Prabhupada thought not like it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's business, Prithivite Ache Naharadi Gram, Sarvatra Prachare Hore Mora Nam. So then, oh, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will do. I will just sit and sleep. That is not our thing. One devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, you are saying very advanced devotee. Then he could have converted everyone. Why he didn't do that? Prabhupada immediately reacted back. Because he wanted you to do something. Because Prabhupada, nobody can, he just immediately. He wanted you to do something. He wanted to give credit to you. That is why he didn't do. So like this, so here we understand in this sloka how it is mentioned. In order to As stated, after suffering different types of hellish condition, a man comes again to the human form of body. Okay, again, we came back to this. We have two bodies. Those who are worried, you know, like we have one body, we have two bodies are there. What are the two bodies? One is the gross body and the subtle body. Gross body finishes at the time of death. Subtle body is carried forward. What is subtle body made up of? Manas, buddhi, ahankar. Gross body, everybody knows. Bhumir, apo, nalo, vayu, kam, mano, buddhir, evacha, ahankara, iti, yamme, bhinna, prakriti, ashtata. So this is like five grass elements and three subtle elements. So these three subtle elements, they carry the body from one next level. And then here the hellish condition comes. So the hellish condition is just like acclimatize the soul to the next body. For example, if somebody is living like a human being, living like a human being is okay. But if he's like the human form and doing all the obnoxious thing, eating everything. So then what the material nature says, okay, now you have done a life like this. Now I gave a human form of life and then you wanted to do all these activities. Then why give away, waste the human form of life? For example, if you want to play some small game, you don't have to have a super duper computer for that. No? Some simple small computer is sufficient. You don't need a big super NASA supercomputer for playing your solitaire. You don't need that. You just some small thing will do. You don't have to worry about that. The same way this for eating, mating, sleeping, defending, you don't have a very sophisticated apparatus for this. The human form of body is not required. Just a small cat or a dog or a tiger or a donkey or a monkey, anything is sufficient. So then material nature even is merciful. Yeah, why to waste the thing? So then gives the body, so that suitable body, so that we can enjoy these things also in the rest of the body, rest of the life. So at that time, for example, a human being is immediately put into a situation as a hog and then he has to eat stool. It's very difficult. Very difficult, correct? We will find in the material world also. Sometimes, you know, the big president, big prime minister. One time he's president, next day he's put into the jail. How it is possible? For him it is like one day everybody will say salute, the next day everybody will lead. Because it's very difficult. It's completely. So that is the hellish condition is like acclimatizing the soul so that he will, yes, good. This is the situation I wanted. So he'll start enjoying that situation. So then after that a suitable body is given. So that is why, so here Srila Prabhupada explains, in order to give a particular type of body, human form to a person who has already suffered hellish life, the soul is transferred to the semen of a man who is just suitable to become his father. So sometimes the people ask, oh, hellish condition, already suffering is given. Why more? Because suffering is only given to acclimate the soul to the next body. And then the body is given. The body is given through this agency. It is through the man who is just suitable to become his father. During sexual intercourse, the soul is transferred through the semen of the father into the mother's womb in order to produce a particular type of body. This is the way. Wherever you go, any living entity you find, this formula applies. Padma Purana gives big example. How many, this is like so many millions of living entities in the Stavara, Jangama, and also there's so many living entities in the reptile forms. So many things are given. All these things follow the same pattern. Same pattern is followed. And here, there is the next few slokas, we have a description. Some living entities are born from the embryo and some are from perspiration. Like all the best formula is this only. So all these things, the living entity is born like this and then their journey continues. And this is done by karmana, whatever the activities we perform in this life. That is why it is very, very important what we perform in this lifetime. Those activities are bearing on what we are going to be in the next life. Most of the people don't know. They think, like, I can do anything and everything, I can get away. You can get away the local laws sometimes. You know? You can bribe here, bribe there, and you can get away. But the God's law, nobody can get away. Whoever it may be, big president, big prime minister, what to talk of all this Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Shishupala, Dantavakra, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, everybody was finished. Big time Rakshasas are finished. What are we? We are very tiny demons only. We are a very insignificant demon. We will be finished also if we are not properly situated. So here, Karmana Deva Netrena, Deva Netrena, it's not Krishna does not personally interfere in all these things. Krishna has an agency. Krishna has an agency and Krishna makes all these things. It's all working under Krishna's direction. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says somewhere. Anybody remember? Panditji's? Krishna means asking you only. So when Krishna says, under my superintendence, all these things are working. Where Krishna says? See, this is what we have to be attentive actually. Krishna says, Maya adakshina prakriti suyate sasaracharam hetunanena kaunteya jagatvi parivartate. Maya adakshina prakriti. Maya adakshina prakriti. Prakriti is working under my direction. Maya adakshina prakriti. Ayadakshina prakriti suyate saracharam hetunanena kaunteya jagatvi parivartate. This material nature is working under Krishna's direction. So, according to the karma, according to the activities a living entity has performed, a suitable body is given. That is why it is very important, what activity we perform. If we perform all the pious activities, that is also dangerous actually. If we only perform only pious activities, then we get elevated to the higher planetary system. When you perform only sinful activities, then you get degraded to the lower planetary system. So in devotee is not interested only in performing pious activity or impious activity, because both of them are binding to this material world. That is why devotee is not interested in just performing pious activity or just performing sinful activity. He wanted to perform activities which are transcendental to both pious and impious. What are that activities? It has to be transcendental to both pious and impious. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, 3rd chapter, 9th sloka, Yajyartat karmano anyatra lokoyam karma bandana tadartam karma kaunteya mukta sanga samachara. Work done as a sacrifice for Lord Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise, work with cause bondage in this material world. O son of Kunti, perform your work for his satisfaction. So Krishna says that. Krishna says, you perform work for his satisfaction. Then the work will not cause any bondage. Otherwise, the work will cause bondage, whether pious or impious. Pious work or impious work. Okay, for a person who is doing all the robbing and who is killing, and for that type of person, punya karya, you do punya. For that person is okay, punya, you do keep up punya karya. Because currently this person is doing all these nefarious activities, for him doing punya karya is better. For a person already engaged in devotional activity, he does not worry about punya karya, but his activities are completely transcendental. So this way, then he does not have to take birth again into this material world. This is the secret. When you don't have a balance, no credit, no debit, account closed. Previously, nowadays you don't have any credit, and then they will put charges, and then end of the day they will say you owe the bank about $200. This is the way it happens now. Like every day, every month, you don't take money also. Every month they will take $5, and then one day you go to the bank, I want to close the account. So you play mine $200 and then close the account. But in the devotional line, you don't have any credit, any debit, no sinful activity, no pious activity. Then you go back home, back to Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada says here, after suffering, the process is applicable to all embodied living entities, but it is especially mentioned for a man who has transferred to the Andhatamishra hell. After suffering there, when he who has had many types of hellish bodies, like those of dogs and hogs, is come again to the human form, he is given a chance to take birth in the same type of body from which he degraded himself to the hell. So this option is given. This option is given for the living entity. That is why the human form of life is considered very, very rare. Durlabha manusham janma. Who says that? Prahlad Maharaj says that. Prahlad Maharaj says, Durlabha manusham janma. Manusha janma is Durlabha. But we don't find it Durlabha. Everywhere, see, left, right, see, everywhere people only. Where is Durlabha in this? Especially in India, other places, you see, everywhere people only. Where is Durlabha in this? But it is still Durlabha. Compared to all the other living entity, other creatures, Manusha Janma is very, very Durlabha. But this Manusha Janma has to be properly utilized. If you don't properly utilize Manusha Janma, there's a human form of life, then we again take the risk of going again and then going through different mothers, different fathers. It has to continue. This journey continues forever, actually. It does not stop. Unless otherwise, the living entity desires, enough is enough. I've had enough of this. I just want to put a full stop. And then only the life starts. Actually, the life starts there only. We think, when the life ends, we are thinking life is ending. The life is starting there only. The life starts there when the living entity finishes. I have enough of this enjoyment, enough of this going through this birth, repeated birth, and death and disease and old age. So then the life starts, actually. So that is what Srimad Bhagavatam is aiming. So everything is done by the supervision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Material nature supplies the body, but it does so under the direction of the super soul. So super soul, everything is maintained. Whatever the account, whatever the activities we perform, we think, I just performed activity and nobody knew. What do you mean by nobody knew? Everybody is monitoring. You have Krishna is first situated as a Paramatma. He is monitoring everything. First, we have to be faithful to Paramatma. He is monitoring everything. Not only Krishna. Krishna has organized all the different devatas are there, different directions, different disha, sun and moon, always there. So monitoring everything. Everything is accounted. We have to give at the time of judgment, we have to get all these things will be inquired. You may say, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. No, here you can say all these things, there you can't. So everything is mentioned and everything is maintained. Accordingly, settlement will be done. Settlement date. Everything is done. So you have performed this time. Then, according to whatever the qualities and activities we perform, urdham gacchanti sattvastha. So if you have performed in your life, predominantly if you are in a mode of goodness, then urdham gacchanti sattvastha. You go back to the higher planetary system. Urdham gacchanti sattvastha. Then madhye tishtanti rajasa. Jaganya guna vrittistha atho gacchanti tamasa. So according to the whatever qualities we develop in this world, we go to the different levels. But wherever level you go, you are not going to find happiness. Okay, Krishna says, Krishna created this material world and he gave the mudra, one mudra, he gave one this thing. What did he say? Dukkalayam asahasvatam, abhrahma bhavana loka, punaravartina arjuna, maam upayitavutu kaunteya, punarjanmana vidyate. Krishna gives the formula. You don't want to take birth again into this material world, this is the formula. Abhrahma bhavana loka, punaravartina arjuna. Where you go to Brahma loka, also you go. There also you have to come back again to this material world. But maam upetyauta kaunteya. If you come back to me, then you don't have to come again into this material world. So Krishna gives every sloka, every minute Krishna is reassuring us. Krishna is giving us all the form. Because this is like we are like children who are lost in the exhibition. Like sometimes people go in the zoo, the children are lost sometime. Like they make announcement, this one child is crying and his father and mother and please come and pick up the child. We are like that only. We are just rotating. We are going. Janma. This is Brahmanda. Brahmite kaunu bhagyavan jeev. Guru Krishna prasade bhai. Bhakti lada beach. Because we are wandering in so many living entities. Sometimes higher planetary system. Sometimes lower planetary system. We go around. Keep on going. And different types of enjoyment. And then. At that time when we get a little bit of vairagya. Little bit. Because this also not easily come. This bhakti is not, bhakti is called causeless. Somehow or other, sukruti, agyata sukruti. Sometimes come in contact with the devotee, sometimes come in contact with prasadam, sometimes come in contact with some vibration, sound vibration of Krishna, then the whole exercise starts. So that is why now we understand what is the glories of devotees. Devotees are the ambassadors of Krishna. They are ambassadors because they are trying to go around all over the place to create Sukruti. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, without this Sukruti, it's not possible. Esham dhanta katam papam jananam punya karmanam te dhanta moha nirmuktva bhajante mam dhridavrata. Dhridavrata, this worshipping Krishna, very, very fixed. That is not easily available, possible. So you have to gain sukruti. So that is why engaging in devotional service, devotee themselves, they accrue sukruti. It's not that sometimes Prabhupada says, no, my books are not only for distribution, it is for reading also. So we have to have sukruti for ourselves. We have to read. It's not, okay, this is a very good book, you should read. What is in there? No, you have to read this book. No, that is not sufficient. You have to know, first yourself know what is in this book and then try to give the knowledge. Same way, Sukruti. So devotees go around, try to give prasadam, try to give book, try to give some devotional association. That way, the living entity's account is opened. Spiritual bank balance is opened. So then it is up to the individual. It's up to the individual then. It's not that devotee will be keep on always sitting with you for eternity. Paramatma will be sitting. But Krishna, devotee, he has other business. He has to go to the other devotee. So he has to use this. And then he has to use this, whatever the enthusiasm, and he has to keep going. So that is why now we find so many devotees. They all got very little bit of association of Srila Prabhupada. Some devotees got many association, not much more association. But some devotees, Prabhupada would have said one sentence and then you would have heard. That's it. That devotee continues his life just remembering Srila Prabhupada, remembering this instruction. How? So this is a wonderful thing. Just one. That is why Sadhu Sangha is not like how long you associate with Sadhu. As long as you associate is good. But even Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha is also very good. Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Sastra Koi. Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. Even little bit of association, that is good. So many people in hearts, Prabhupada only in the airport, that's it. No other association. One person asked Srila Prabhupada, we were just about to get into the plane. Swamiji, this is a typical Swamiji question. Swamiji, who is qualified to go back to the spiritual world? Prabhupada is just entered into the airplane and the Swamiji is the question they are asking. And Prabhupada can't give a Bhagavatam class or give all purports of all the Vedanta. He can't give to the person at that point in time. What do you think Prabhupada would have given him? He has only one second. He has to say something and he has to go, and then that person has to have an effect in his life. That's good. Actually, there is no right or wrong answer here. But I am asking what Prabhupada would have said. So don't mistake me anything if I say something wrong. Yes, anything?
The one who paid the ticket.
Oh, paid the ticket. Yeah. Sort of, yeah. Anything else? Any other guess? Prabhupada said, one who is frustrated in this life, because if he has even little bit of inclination, I can enjoy life here, then that person cannot go back home, back to garden. Because that person also has to understand that. How to give? Because this is very... Because we are not... If you have even little bit, sometimes even little bit of hankering, yeah, I want to check it out. I want to check it out. Okay, then again come back to this material world. This is the problem. That is why it's very, very important that slowly and steadily we purify the desires. Slowly and steadily. It's very difficult to purify the desire. It's just like you wash the cloth and after that again it's dirty. Hati snana happens. Hati snana. Kunjara sauchava. Srimad Bhagavatam says, Hati takes snana and then comes again and puts mud again into this head. Just a few minutes ago you took bath. No, again. Same thing. Just Bhagavatam again. Do something else, some other activity, non-devotional activity. It is possible. But we have to continue this. But what happens is like by rendering service, Vasudeve Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha, Janayanti Asu Vairagyam, Jnanam Chai Ahitukam. Because by performing devotional service, this Vairagya also will automatically will come. We don't have to separately, how to develop Vairagya, how to attend a seminar. No, don't have to do that. By engaging Vasudeva Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. By engaging in devotional service to the Supreme Lord, automatically what is people are hankering for, how to get Jnana, Vairagya, automatically comes. You don't have to go and separate endeavor for this. But just endeavor for devotional service. So then automatically it comes. So Srila Prabhupada says further in this, it is said in Bhagavad Gita that a living entity is wandering in this material world on a chariot made by material nature. This is the way we have to read. Whenever Prabhupada says in Bhagavad Gita it is said, immediately we have to, what Prabhupada said, what Prabhupada is referring that. What Prabhupada is referring, living entity, the chariot, where is the chariot wheel? What is mentioned here? Anybody remember? It is said in Bhagavad Gita, a living entity is wandering in this material world on a chariot made by material nature. Any? Yantrarudani Maya. We have to, so that is why sometimes we, this movie song came in that movie. Immediately we correlate everything. This scene came in that. But Bhagavad Gita scene, where it came, you don't remember. You remember all other things. This actor came, this was his first one, this is his second one, third one, all this we remember. Very detailed descriptions are there. But when it comes to Bhagavad Gita, what is Bhagavad Gita? It's just immediately blank, completely blank. This nothing strikes. No? This we have to change. We have to change. First we have to change, then only we can give to our children. We ourselves are blank, because we won't be able to give anything to our, what are you going to pass? See, this is very important. So Krishna says, this yantra arunani mayaya. So Krishna says, Ishwara sarva bhutanam hridesha arjuna tishtati, brahmayan sarva bhutani yantra arunani mayaya. So this is just going like this. Everybody thinks, even once Indra, he became a hog. That is one pastime. At that time, Indra, due to some curse, he became a hog. And then all the Devadra Loka is out of action, all this president rule. So there's nobody there in the Indra Loka. So then everybody requested, no, Brahmaji, you go and please bring Indra back. No? So when Brahmaji goes to the Indra, now come back, finish all this. This Leela is over, now come back. No, I'm very serious. I'm looking after my children, I'm looking after this. Don't you see where we are enjoying life here? Then this is Indra's position is like that. Then what is our position? So then Brahmaji put some water at this thing. Then the piglets got killed, and then Indra got some realization. I'm supposed to be Indra. What am I doing here? So this is our situation is also like that. We have a very responsible position actually. Responsible position. We can. This is engage in the service of Krishna always. This is we are having installment happiness, not permanent happiness. We are looking for Nityananda, but we are getting happiness little bit only. This is not a very happy situation. So if we want Nityananda, if you want always happiness, that situation is there. We have to follow the different formula. So that is Srila Prabhupada says in the purport further. The Supreme Lord as super soul is always present with the individual soul. He directs material nature to supply a particular type of body to the individual soul according to the result of his work, and the material nature supplies it. So here the living entity, what he can do is he can desire. That is the only capacity the living entity has. The living entity's capacity is he can only desire. According to his desire, Krishna fulfills the desire. For example, I have a desire. I want to become a president of the United States. Who wants to become? That's a different thing. Just if I have a desire to. Okay? But nobody wants to have a desire because so much headache. So, I have a desire. Yes, good, very good. So Krishna will fulfill the desire. I want to sit in the... No, not... I want to sit in the president's chair. Yes, Krishna will fulfill the desire also. How he will fulfill the desire? He will see, whether you have enough sukriti, enough karma, or enough... Vikarma, because if you have to sit in the president's chair, you have to all the Vikarma to sit in the chair. Then only you can sit, otherwise you can't sit in the chair. Whether you have this thing for to sit in the chair, oh no, you don't have. Okay, then still you have a desire, I will fulfill the desire. You sit as a bug, mosquito or some bug sit in the president. Oh, I also sat in the president's chair. Well, the president is sitting, I am also sitting. Krishna fulfilled the desire, but didn't the way you wanted Krishna to fulfill the desire. Krishna will fulfill the desire anyway. You want to eat meat? Yes, very good. But not as a human being. I will make you as a tiger. And then as much as meat you eat, you don't get any karma. You don't get any karma. For tiger is eating a goat. Tiger does not get any karma. That is jivo, jivasya, jivanam. So the tiger has to eat something. So the tiger is eating. But same way, so that is why the desire, the propensity for how to desire. That is the only thing we can do. Other things are Krishna will look after. You don't. So if I desire Krishna, then Krishna makes arrangement for that. If you desire to go away from Krishna, Krishna only has to make desire for that also. Krishna only has to make arrangement. Even somebody wants to go away from Krishna, Krishna only has to give intelligence to go away also. You don't have that also with you. Krishna says, Aham sarvasya pranat, matah smritir jnanam apohanamsya. Sarvasya chaham hridisanni vishto matah smritir jnanam apohanamsya vedaisya sarvair ahameva vedyo vedanta krit vedavit eva chaham. So Krishna, as situated as a Paramatma, he only has to give intelligence for you. Sometimes immediately this sloka forgot. Anyway, Mataji said that's another thing. But so this immediately Krishna only, oh, this fellow is struggling, trying to say some blabbery, he's doing something, talking, trying to talk about me. He just gives some intelligence. So he gives intelligence. So immediately we remember Krishna only has to give intelligence. And for forgetfulness also, Krishna only has to give. Krishna will give 1,000 ideas actually. Yeah, I got to go somewhere. You don't have to go anywhere, but this fellow will say, I got to go somewhere. When the devotee says, please come to the kitchen, some help is, I got to go somewhere. You don't have to go anywhere only. But the person will keep on saying, I got to go somewhere. Okay, this is given by Krishna. You wanted to go away from him, so he gives intelligence for you. If you want to stay there, then Krishna will give another. That fellow you call, come there, I have to do something. You will tell that. For the same person, you will do something. So this is intelligence. Krishna, that is why we have to develop a desire to do devotional service. We have to do some desire. Oh, I want to do something for Krishna. I want to do that desire we have to have. If we have that desire, then Krishna will look after everything. For him, nothing is difficult. For Krishna, he is maintaining millions of universes. For him to maintain one extra living entity, is that a big problem for him, actually? What is the difficulty for him, actually? But difficulty is with us, actually. We want, no, anything sans Krishna, like sans caffeine, sans Krishna. We want everything sans Krishna. That is will not work, actually. That will not work. That formula will not work. Add Krishna only. Because then use the desire. Yes, Krishna, I want to do something. Very insignificant. What is this? All the gopis are serving, Lakshmis are serving. What is my kichdi, halwa, pakoda? What is the significance for that in front of Krishna? Nothing, actually. It's not. That doesn't mean much. But still, what is there? They are all in a different loka. So we don't want to disturb them now. Patram, pushpam, palam, toyam. That's what I was expecting. But they are meditating on something. Patram, pushpam, palam, toyam. Yome bhaktiya prayaschati. Bhaktiya prayaschati. When bhakti you offer something, Krishna becomes obligated. Krishna is not obligated to anyone, for that matter. When the gopis, when they got a little bit of pride, he disappeared. What are we? Our situation is nothing actually. But still, that Krishna becomes obligated. Because the binding, that the love and affection is binding Krishna. Krishna becomes, oh, you are offering me something with love and devotion, I will come and accept it. This is such a high position. He is Supreme Lord, Bhagavan. He comes to the level, just a small offering the devotee makes, he's accepting that. So it is his kindness actually. It's not the material world, it's not possible. Nobody will have this type of reciprocation. The reciprocation between a devotee and Krishna is completely out of the world actually. You can't find in this world, your boss comes here and no, I want to serve you. He will kick you out actually. Whatever work you do, he will take the credit and then he will go up in the ladder and go to hell finally. So, here one word, retaha kanashraya, is very significant because it indicates that it is not the semen of the man that creates life within the womb of a woman, rather the living entity, the soul, takes shelter in a particle of semen and is then pushed into the womb of a woman. So, Srila Prabhupada maintains life comes from life. He maintained that statement. So many discussions, there is one book also, Life Comes From Life. There was one big atheist in Sri Lanka, Dr. Kovur. I think you would have heard about that name. He was vehemently, anything, see sometimes like any spiritual matter, everybody will, so this person, anything, this he will immediately, he will raise his concern. Oh, no, life comes from matter. So much devotees had so much discussions, and Prabhupada always maintained life has to come from life. We can't, with all this paraphernalia we give for a scientist, you can't even produce one mosquito. Two mosquitoes are needed, then only mosquito will be produced. Not even one tomato you can't produce. You can talk, give big bhashan, big seminar, big conference you can have. You produce one tomato, you produce one mosquito, that's it. Just make some chemicals together and make. Well, how can you make? Not possible. Even for cloning, all the different cloning they are doing. There should be a source. There should be a source there. Without that, there is no business. So that means the life has to come from life. So it is not just the land has to be fertile, and also the seed also has to be fertile. Then only things will work. It's not just and also here it is mentioned, the body develops there is no possibility of creating a living entity without the presence of the soul. The materialistic theory that there is no soul and the child is born simply by material combination of the sperm and ovum is not very feasible. Even though nowadays they have all these different centers for the test tube baby, this baby, that baby, still the source is needed. Without source they can't. Something doesn't come from the air. No? You have to have some mechanism, the human source has to be there. So this sloka gives us so much in-depth understanding of all how the whole these things are coming, and also gives us gives us a formula to get out also. Get out of this birth, death, disease, old age, this cycle, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, dosha, anudarshanam. So that is what the whole idea is. Not that we are not interested in only in the medical details of all these things. What we are interested in is this is the way we came into this material world. Now we have to make an attempt to come out of this material world. Srila Prabhupada says, when you fall into a well, what is the first business? How to come out of this jail, or come out of the well, or come out of the jail. Now, then we can do a very analytical study. How did I get into this prison? How did I fall into this jail? You can do big analysis, no? Like big thesis. You can write a big thesis. How can I came? But our first business is how to get out of this prison, how to get out of this jail. So that is possible. That is possible. Krishna specifically says. Krishna says, where Krishna says, then the Maya will not touch you. Daivi Hesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratyaya Mamevaye Prapadyante Maya Metam Tarantite. Krishna says, how to overcome this Maya? Krishna says that Krishna does not leave anything for our misunderstanding, actually. Not understanding, misunderstanding. Most of the time we have misunderstanding only. So Krishna says everything black and white. Daivi Hesha Gunamayi. This Gunamayi, this Daivi is Mama Maya Duratyaya. Krishna himself says Duratyaya. It is very difficult. But Krishna, he gives the formula, Mamevaye Prapadyante. If somebody surrenders to Krishna, then Krishna, Prabhupada says, Krishna orders this material nature. Enough is enough. Don't trouble this living entity anymore. He has surrendered to me, forget it. You don't. Then the living entity, the Maya Devi salutes. Okay, now you go back home, back to the garden. But for that Krishna to say, then we have to surrender to Krishna. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sarnam vraja aham tam sarva papebhyo moksha isyami mahasucha. Krishna says mahasucha asamshayam. Everywhere Bhagavad Gita, he is reassuring. Every minute, every sloka, every chapter, one or two slokas you will find asamshaya. Mahasucha asamshaya. Why? Because Krishna is very concerned. When they live, for his children, when they go for a camp, you know, the mother will give all the instruction, do this, don't do this. All. Same way Krishna also gives. We are coming into this material world, we are struggling here, and Krishna gives all this formula. And we keep hearing all the formula, and we keep our own formula. This is our problem. In the office, you know, they will have a plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D, like this, different plans will have. Krishna has a plan for us, but we are working for all the other plans, actually. That will not work. All these plans will flop only. Unless otherwise, it has some touch of Krishna there. So that is why it is very important, having known this precarious condition of the living entity. The living entity goes through all this precarious situation. How, again, not fall into this situation? Again, not fall into this situation. Okay, he says, all the acharyas also say, kita janma java yata tuva das. Even I take a birth of a worm, no problem. Yeah, for acharyas, no problem, because he will always remember. But for us, we have to remember this, remember the situation. We don't want to go through the situation again. We have to find a solution, and we want to engage as much as possible, as much as possible. We have to try. This is like only our desire. Desire has to be purified. Desire has to be. This is why bhakti is all about desire only. What it says that the sloka, where the purified desire, you serve Krishna. So rishikena, rishikesa, sevanam, bhaktir uttama. Bhakti means, it's like all these designations. Whatever the designations we have, this designation, that designation. Without that, just purify the desire and then try to serve Krishna. And then see how Krishna reciprocates. Krishna, not like yata ma prapadyante tam sataiva bhajame. He's not one-to-one equation. You take one step, Krishna takes many steps. He is more interested in taking us back home, back to God, than our interest to go back home, back to God. Our interest is a little bit only, not even just a small this thing, small quantity only. But Krishna's interest in taking us back home, back to God is so much. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't even ask any, no question, nothing asked. Immediately Krishna prayed. Then after that you develop this thing. Immediately, just, this is like as soon as you come, like immediately degree is given. And then after that you study. This is our process. Our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process is, as soon as you come, this thing is given. And after that you develop that, why? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, more merciful, he wants us to get there quickly. We are very aram say, we just sit here and try to check out each loka, different loka, Indra loka, Chandra loka, Makar loka, Jana loka. We want to keep on checking and then you may not go. You may think that, like, I'm just coming here for only one lifetime. No, you may think one lifetime. Millions of lifetimes will go like this. So that is why we all have to have that seriousness. Yes, this is like, now what is going to happen? If I don't take it seriously, then again I have to go take another birth. What is the probability in that birth again? Krishna gives the chance. Yeah. Susi Ram Srimatam Gehe Yoga Brashta Bhijayate. You get a birth, but why to take a risk? Why to take a chance? You know, like, yeah, this life only you can go back. Why you want to wait for the next life to go back? So that seriousness we have to. Sometimes we want to achieve something materially. Do we wait? Well, next year we'll see. No, this year, now. We want to do now. No? So same way here also. Subhasya Sikram. Subhasis. All these activities have to be started straight away. You don't have to wait till other auspicious Muhurta will come. At that time, we'll take up everything and never come actually. That Muhurta will never come in the life actually, if we wait for that. This is auspicious Muhurta, now only. This is a good time. So then we have to take this seriously. Then we will be protected from this, again, going through the cycle of Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam, Punarapi Janani, Jatare Sayanam. Stop here. Are there any questions or comments? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Mahatma Prabhu.
Thank you very much for a wonderful class. When you said Punarapi Janani, you reminded my mother. When I was 5 years old,
yes.
She used to say Punarapi Janani Jatare Sayanam. If you don't become a devotee in this life, you have to go to another womb. You will be animal womb or human.
That's true.
So very important. And Prahlad Maharaj always said, I am attracted to Krishna like magnet.
Yes.
That's why Narasimhadev is coming. Tomorrow.
Yes. Narasimhadev, day after tomorrow. Yes.
So what we emphasize is most important. Prabhupada also said that you come one step towards Krishna and he comes at least 10 steps towards Krishna.
More, depending. He wants to take us.
And Lord Krishna said everything in what he said. Ananya Shintyanto Maham Yajanam Prapaste Tesham Utyanam
Yohakshemam Vahamyaham. Provide also, yes.
Provided we
yes. Ananyas Chintayan Tyoma. Because that is what Krishna's formula is, Ananyas Chintayan Tyoma. We have to, Krishna wants, you think like that. Then it is possible. Otherwise it's difficult. Yes, Prabhu?
Sometimes as practicing the Buddha, it's not so easy to see Krishna's face.
Yes, very difficult actually. Because that is sometimes, you know, that is why we need an association of devotees. You know? Sometimes we think, you know, like if something happens in our life, we think it's just happening like that. But devotee can relate that with how Krishna reciprocates. Krishna reciprocates with each and every one. Depending on, like sometimes, you know, we think, I'm doing this. I'm the doer. But Krishna is the one who gives the inspiration. Krishna is only make the arrangement. Everything Krishna makes. Especially for a devotee, Krishna comes down to the level, even the each and every thing in their life, na? He orchestrates everything in Krishna's, in devotee's life. Devotee's life, Krishna orchestrates everything. That we can know how Krishna's hand, it's by associating with devotees. The different, how, like a case of Srila Prabhupada's. Srila Prabhupada's, anyone can imagine a devotee goes to United States just with 40 rupees in hand, how he can make a society. So many hundreds and thousands and devotees. How it is possible? Prabhupada says in one lecture, I came with 40 rupees. Now I have so many crores and crores of rupees. Any businessman can do that? Just Prabhupada was challenging somebody. See, even that way Krishna looked after him so much. And each and every devotee will, it's a little bit difficult, but if you see in our each and every day life how things work out, we can easily find. Krishna makes. Krishna, not only Krishna is stealing the sheer chore for only one devotee, Madhavendra Puri, he won't do for you. No, he will do also for you. He'll do. But not in the day. Krishna may not come and, but Krishna will make arrangement. Krishna will make this thing so that you are looked after. Krishna will make all the arrangement. Just we have to have the desire to serve Krishna. If somebody has the desire to serve Krishna, see, look, if somebody is a government servant, government looks after him, correct? Like try to help him and what. If you small government can look after the person, how much Krishna will look after the person? He is so, as Prabhu says, Bhakta Vatsala, he is interested in the welfare of the devotee. He will go to any extent. He will go to any extent actually. Not only this, he will go to any extent. The whole Mahabharata is like that only. If you look at Mahabharata, he shows Krishna goes to any extent. Even somebody like tells Krishna, oh Krishna, you are this person, you cheated this, you did this, did that. No, Krishna didn't care about anything. Name bhakta pranashyati. My only formula is, my devotee will not be vanquished. Shipram bhavati dharmatma, sasvasantim nigachyati, kaunteya prati janehi, name bhakta pranashyati. My devotee will not be vanquished. That is the bottom line for Krishna. Krishna will go to any extent to protect his devotee. Whole Mahabharata. Mahabharata is completely, exemplifies Krishna's assurance of that. Everywhere Krishna protects the devotee. So Krishna will protect. Not only, don't think Krishna will only protect Prahlad Maharaj, only Dhruva Maharaj. No, Krishna will protect us also. But we have to develop our love and affection and desire to serve Krishna. That we have to develop. Hare Krishna. Yes, Madhavi?
In the same section of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is like when a person dies, he leaves the body and he then this subtle body will go like made up of mind.
Yes.
Then, like they said that he goes to Yama, Yamuna, and all suffer all the
yes.
things and all. So, because at that time, is there another body created or how does he suffer?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a suitable, actually Srimad Bhagavatam says a suitable body is given so that he will remember that also. So otherwise, if a punishment is given, the person doesn't remember anything. What is the use of this? Na? So that way, there's the in between, a body is given so that he can experience that suffering. Because otherwise, na, like I'm giving suffering, like nowadays the jail is given suffering. But jail, everybody is enjoying. No? Like three meals are coming, television is there, radio is there, newspaper is there. Nobody feels like, oh, I should not come to the jail. No? Everybody feels I should go to the jail. Work 4-5 days a week and then not much salary coming. I'm sitting in the jail. No? People don't want to get out of the jail. So, but Vedic system is not like that. You get the living entity will feel, even go through all the different and the journey in Garuda Purana vividly explains how the living entity, when it goes to the up to the meeting Yamaraj also, the whole journey is he will suffer also. This suitable body is given and he will undergo the, I didn't do all this. I did all these things I did. All these things the living entity will remember all this. Oh, in my life I didn't do any dana, the dharma, punya, nothing I did. He will remember everything. That is why Vedic system is so wonderful. Even you forgot to do all these things, there is a putra, there is a son, or successors there. They can do some activity, please Lord Vishnu, and then they give some benefit to you. See, such a wonderful thing. Eh? See, all the Shraddha ceremony, Pindadana ceremony, all these things are there. But how? Even though it may come under Karmakandi activity, but still opportunity is given for the living entity. Somebody has raised the children and then he didn't do anything. So still that person also is given a benefit. Yes, your son, your daughters, they will do some sukruti and then you also get the benefit. So that is the, so it is possible, very much possible.
So the kind of body after the
baby. Yes, yes.
For
punishment and also realization. But how much is the, so that is when the realization will come, but again, like once the living entity is sitting in that, it has a realization, but when comes out, then everybody is like a pampering this thing, then forget, I am the master. then the whole situation changes. When we are in the womb of the mother, the child thinks, no, I am like a suffering. I will just come, one chance, Krishna, let me come out, and that I will engage in anya bilashita sunyam, and then after comes out, no, then immediately everything forgotten. Oh, hey, baby, cute baby, this thing. You know, babies are cute. Nothing wrong with the baby. But the thing is, you know, like the baby, from the baby's point of view, should think, oh, I was struggling. This is not my first struggle. I have struggled already. Many lifetimes I have struggled. So I should be. That is why Jadabharat is raising a finger. I'm talking about Jadabharat. Jadabharat Maharaj. See, he and Maharaj, Jadabharat Maharaj. So he did. What he did? He took birth as again. He was behaving almost like a dumb or mad. Nobody really bothered. Nobody bothered about him. Like thinking, oh, this person is not fit. So he was just, internally he was relishing, but externally he was like a dumb person. And we don't have to do that, because we just following devotional service, what Srila Prabhupada has given, that is sufficient for us. Yes, Prabhu? పురుష ప్రకృతి సోకి కారణం గుణ సంఘస్య సదస యోజి జన్మస్సు ఎస్ ఎస్ కృష్ణ యా కృష్ణ దిస్ ఈస్ లైక్ కారణం గుణ సంఘస్య బై క్వాలిటీస్ అండ్ యాక్టివిటీస్ దెన్ ద లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ డెవలప్స్ దిస్ డిఫరెంట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ బాడీస్ ఎస్ Devotional service is surpasses even if you have other things. So devotional service, end of the day, you get Krishna also. That is, then just by karmakandiya activity, you won't get Krishna. You will get other things. But by doing devotional service, you get all of them plus Krishna. So that is why the 8th chapter, last sloka, Krishna says, all the Vedas and all these different activities, you whatever benefit you get much more. And finally, Krishna also you get. Krishna prem, Krishna bhakti you get. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.